brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Corporate whore media. Ignore the massive Ron Paul Veterans March. We have a compilation of videos and articles at Infowars.com. They're in the featured news segment. And hopefully tonight on the nightly news, the guys can put together a boil down of that for folks. I think that's a good idea. Here I am directing the news crew from the road live on the radio. Terror war cheerleader gets reality check on underwear bomber facts. We're going to play some clips of that from C-SPAN coming up in the next segment. Excellent article up at Infowars.com on eugenics, effective by incrementalism. Also, new Ron Paul 2012 ad slams Santorum as fake. Scary NSA propaganda says anonymous cyber attack will take down the power grid. Also, Minority Report style advertising rolled out in London, pre-crime. Election 2012, just one more created and crafted illusion. That's just some of the news up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And please, viewers and listeners, remember, the system is doing everything it can, to restrict this information. They are blocking us on Google News. They are blocking us on many Wi-Fi systems around the world and in different internet databases and different filters, putting us in the hacking section or whatever. The system is scared of what Infowars.com is doing as a focal point of liberty. But you can override that by putting out our info on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, hammering the enemy hard. So please continue to spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. It is really up to you whether or not we're going to have success at this. And we've got our guest coming up, and I'm running out of time. I was going to have the guest on for 2 hours and already backed him off 30 because I haven't talked about how incredible it is to meet with our listeners like I did. And I don't know why. I can't describe why in a way I don't like doing it. All I can say is to see these people with their eyes on fire with liberty and the people with their children and just what quality people our listeners are and to have them all looking up to me, admiring me, and it's just I don't feel worthy. I guess that's what it is. It makes me blush. But I think it's good. I mean, I should do more public events because it recharges me. And it really gets my head screwed on straight. Because I'm the opposite of somebody on a power trip, the opposite of somebody, you know, who likes being in crowds or likes getting awards or likes things like that. I just kind of like stomping around behind the scenes, my own little, you know, system and basically throwing, you know, rocks and shooting arrows at the New World Order. But I do tend to get hateful and crotchety, kind of like a Archie Bunker on steroids, and I get so close to just the nuts and bolts and the technical stuff of just trying to keep my system going to fight them that I do kind of turn into like this mean creature. And it is good to just go out and actually see people, but it just blew me away. It totally blows me away. And I know I'm obnoxious. I know I get excited and interrupt people. And I know that I do all these things. And I try to change it, but I can't change who I am. Because I am real and it's not scripted, then I can't change. Isn't there a Lynyrd Skynyrd song about that? It doesn't matter. In the final equation, I'm doing what I can. I just can't believe how hardcore reality is and how down to the wire we are and how important it is what you're doing out there to wake others up. I cannot stress to you enough, there's going to come a time where we're probably not going to be on air if we don't turn this around soon. There's going to come a time where things get a lot darker. We got to work now while the sun is still shining.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a universal law. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. You can call it karma. Back on you. And there's also a law that if you've been shielded from your actions for a long time, when the dam finally does break, it's going to be, you know, what to pay. And in our name and through our energy, our money, our taxes, our ingenuity, the United States and Europe has been used to build a giant evil. And all of the tyranny, all of the oppression, all of these systems that have been exported worldwide are now coming back to roost here at home. And again, the system plans on attacking Iran, attacking other countries through proxies, putting Al-Qaeda in charge. That's now public. All of this is out in the open. The globalists aren't even attempting to hide things. And what's frightening about that is it signifies that they intend to go for broke. They're following a long-term strategic plan. And the Middle East is only the secondary target. The Western world is the main target of the war because they're able to consolidate power. They're able to consolidate control. They're able to crack down on populations during a war. And there has been massive sustained buildup towards martial law preparations in this country, Europe, and every other major wealthy Western nation. We are the target of the military-industrial complex. It's self-controlled by the big mega banks that hate our way of life, that hate freedom. But because they wear suits and ties, they talk like us, and they're basically a mafia, people don't know how to recognize them. And then they dangle the guys in the turbans and stuff. Give up your rights or these guys will get you, while they publicly control them. And it's hiding in plain view. It's there. It's very simple what's happening. It's full spectrum dominance, where the globalists are waging war against everyone. They control the entire process. They control all sides. And either we have an awakening to this and say no, or we lose our society. And I want to go to a clip of that in a moment with some good news, because I see this now all the time. A terror war cheerleader gets reality check on underwear bomber facts. C-SPAN callers hammer home U.S. government's role in aiding the underwear bomber. But before I get to that, it just really hit me hard last night. In the middle of the night, repeatedly, I kept waking up. Just how close we are to midnight here. Just how imminent this expansion of tyranny is. And so I just want to pray that everybody out there be moved in whatever way is best for them to wake others up and to get prepared and to try to warn everyone we know that serious, premeditated, very wicked evil has been setting up a system of total takeover. And that the tyrants that we have are the worst variety I've ever studied or ever seen. And that the Bill of Rights and Constitution is a hedge of protection that our forebears set up against it. And they said, oh, don't worry about that. Let us get rid of that. And you notice now that they're phasing that out through fraud, all of our basic freedoms are disappearing out the window. So I just want to pray to our Heavenly Father, Jesus, our Creator. I mean, whoever's out there, whatever God you believe in, or even if you don't believe in God, obviously you haven't experienced the things I've experienced. Just please don't make fun of those of us that have a connection to things that are unseen. Science shows that 99% of what's really going on in the universe is unseen. The light spectrum that we see in is only a tiny part of that spectrum. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. I can feel God. I have a relationship with God. And I see all the wondrous blessings, all the good things in life, all the decent things. The world is full of so much more good, but we let the evil take over. And I just pray that our nation repent and this world repent, and that we seek God, and that we apologize and repent and seek God's face, and that we be reprieved. And that doesn't just mean that God allows us to continue down this path of decadence and worldliness and evil and pettiness, but that God help activate our inner compasses that He gave us, our conscience, our common sense, our instincts that God gave us, and that everyone out there see their important role in this test. We're only alive once, and history is happening now. The crossroads is now. This is the time. This is what we're here for. We're not here to just get drunk and watch football and act cool and party and obsess over baubles that don't matter and that pass away. We're here to try to build a better society and be good, decent people. We're being tested. Please, God, put it on people's hearts to repent and to have a relationship, and all those servants of evil that haven't been totally turned over to wickedness, like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, I pray that you send your angels to knock them off their horses, and that we see people within the establishment turn from evil. We're already seeing it happen. We're already seeing people across the spectrum tell it like it is and get fired and get in trouble. But that's what it's going to take to really reveal this evil. I just pray that you move with your spirit against this evil through us who are willing to take on the responsibilities, whatever the cost may be, of being filled up by your spirit. We ask for that now, and I ask for your spirit, your Holy Spirit, to be strong and to flow into those that are willing to stand against evil in this great time of darkness, that we do everything we can to turn this around before this great war begins and before the great dark time unfolds, we may have more time to wake up more people and get a reprieve like Nineveh, if that is your will. Amen. Evil, just by incrementalism, hits us where we're just used to standing around and just accepting it because it just stands there in the room with us. We need to learn to recognize it and say no to it. Okay, I want to go to this clip. You can watch the whole thing. It's like 6 minutes long. And I see this on YouTube all the time. I mean, every few days people send me clips. I've seen so many now, I don't even watch them usually, where every globalist that goes on C-SPAN gets chewed up, and the callers are informed from Oklahoma City to 9/11 to the New World Order to Agenda 21 every time these globalists go on. And they've got this Mickey McCarter, prominent mouthpiece of the military-industrial complex, all tied in. You can go read about him on the website. He's on there saying, give up your rights, you know, Al-Qaeda, the underwear bomber is going to get you, prepare for the Iranians to hit us. And every caller, we're just going to play a few of them, calls in and says, you know what, buddy? You know what, buddy? This is what really happened, and we know what's going on. Now, this caller is in the middle of a group of callers. The earlier callers are saying, you don't know about Mataleb working for the government? You don't know about the government getting him on the plane? You don't know about the State Department admitting they were ordered to do this? And then the next caller says, don't tell me you don't know this, working for the military. Here is that clip.
Go to Mark in Wayne, Michigan, on our independent line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, C-SPAN. Good morning, America. And also, good morning, Mr. Carter, McCarter.
Good morning.
Yes, I have a question about you claiming that you had no idea about that underwear bomber being helped onto that plane. I live on disability, and I even knew about that. If you've seen the evidence that I have gathered about this individual and about the warehouses that were completely filled with all of these body scanners and no airports were buying them. So then this underwear bomber thing came along, and every one of them got sold immediately. This is how they work. These elites that have hijacked the federal government are using it by use of the media, by lying to the people.
So Mark, you're saying that there's an infrastructure in place that's geared towards making money off these crises. So Mark is claiming that it's a generated crisis in order to help businesses make money.
Well, I have to say, you know, after this program, I'm kind of interested in talking to my colleague, Tony Kimmery, who specializes in intelligence, to see if he is aware of, you know, the stories that somebody might have helped the underwear bomber onto this plane, because I certainly am unaware of them. As for the, there's lots of accusations of, you know, government being in bed with industry on various issues. I know as a matter of policy that the Bush administration had actually had a plan for the whole body imagers to be rolled out, and that was under consideration by the Obama administration before the underwear bombing incident. And then that's just sort of accelerated that plan and put it into public view, whereas this was always sort of on the paper, because there is a realization that metal detectors can only detect metal, and we've had these problems before where people bring illicit items onto planes because they're non-metallic.
Bill, Republican in Fairfield, Connecticut, our last call. Go ahead.
Yes. I hate to keep hammering you with this underwear thing, but yes, there's been a lot of news about this. In fact, it was televised on C-SPAN before Congress. Undersecretary of State for Management Patrick Kennedy said that the gentleman was allowed to get on the airplane because they were tracking him, which is troubling in either case, knowing that he had a bomb on him and allowing him to get on the plane in the first place.
Well, again, I'm unaware of that.
All right. Mickey McCarter, senior Washington correspondent for Homeland Security Today. Thank you.
All right. By the way, Rob Dew sent him an email yesterday to try to get him on the nightly news of the radio, and he emailed us back, Mickey McCarter, and said, this is all just conspiracy theory. Kind of like Al-Qaeda being used in Syria, in Libya, in Iran, the very same Iranian groups that are now being attacked by Al-Qaeda, we're being told by the media, run Al-Qaeda. And it's just conspiracy theory. If you're informed, remember it's a conspiracy theory that Fast and Furious was to be blamed on the Second Amendment, even though those memos have now come out. It was a conspiracy theory when we said that the government was doing that. I'm going to come back with this Judge Andrew Napolitano clip, why he really got fired, straight ahead. So you'll want to stay with us, InfoWars.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Your women crying. Look at your young men dying.
All right, this video and audio we're about to play, I'm going to have Kurt repost on the front page of InfoWars.com. We posted it last week. But this is the end of Judge Napolitano's last show a few weeks ago. And he got fired from his Fox Business show because he wouldn't play globalist ball. And because Rupert Murdoch is basically being blackmailed with all his criminal cases of spying and wiretapping in England, and there's open talk of the Justice Department indicting him here, and because Judge Napolitano was supporting Ron Paul and wouldn't shut up about it, and was exposing that the emperor has no clothes and that both political parties are controlled by the same interest. Here is some of the most powerful information in only 4 minutes that I've ever seen. Here it is with Judge Napolitano.
What if that establishment doesn't want and doesn't have the consent of the governed? What if the two-party system was actually a mechanism used to limit so-called public opinion? What if there were more than two sides to every issue, but the two parties wanted to box you into a corner, one of their corners? What if there's no such thing as public opinion, because every thinking person has opinions that are uniquely his own? What if what we call public opinion was just a manufactured narrative that makes it easier to convince people that if their views are different, then there's something wrong with that, or there's something wrong with them? What if the whole purpose of the Democratic and Republican parties was not to expand voters' choices, but to limit them? What if the widely perceived differences between the two parties was just an illusion? What if the heart of the government policy remains the same, no matter who's in the White House? What if the heart of government policy remains the same, no matter what the people want? What if those vaunted differences between Democrat and Republican were actually just minor disagreements? What if both parties just want power and are willing to have young people fight meaningless wars in order to enhance that power? What if both parties continue to fight the war on drugs just to give bureaucrats and cops bigger budgets and more jobs? What if government policies didn't change when government leaders did? What if no matter who won an election, government stayed the same? What if government was really a revolving door for political hacks bent on exploiting the people once they're in charge? What if both parties supported welfare, war, debt, bailouts, and big government? What if the rhetoric the candidates displayed on the campaign trail was dumped after electoral victory? What if Barack Obama campaigned as an anti-war, pro-civil liberties candidate and then waged senseless wars while assaulting your rights that the Constitution is supposed to protect? What if George W. Bush campaigned on a platform of non-intervention and small government and then waged a foreign policy of muscular military intervention and a domestic policy of vast government borrowing and growth? What if Bill Clinton declared that the era of big government was over, but actually just convinced Republicans like Newt Gingrich that they can get what they want out of big government too? What if the Republicans went along with it? What if Ronald Reagan spent 6 years running for president, promising to shrink the government, but then the government grew while he was in the White House? What if, notwithstanding Reagan's ideas and cheerfulness and libertarian rhetoric, there really was no Reagan revolution at all? What if all this is happening again? What if Rick Santorum is being embraced by voters who want small government, even though Senator Santorum voted for the Patriot Act, for an expansion of Medicare, and for raising the debt ceiling by trillions of dollars? What if Mitt Romney is being embraced by voters who want anyone but Barack Obama, but they don't realize that Mitt Romney might as well be Barack Obama on everything from warfare to welfare? What if Ron Paul is being ignored by the media, not because, as it claims, he's unappealing or unelectable, but because he doesn't fit into the pre-manufactured public opinion mold used by the establishment to pigeonhole the electorate and create the so-called narrative that drives media coverage of elections? What if the biggest difference between most candidates was not substance, but style? What if those stylistic differences were packaged as substantive ones to reinforce the illusion of a difference between Democrats and Republicans? What if Mitt Romney wins and ends up continuing most of the same policies that Barack Obama promoted? What if Barack Obama's policies, too, are merely extensions of those from George W. Bush? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again? What if we could do something about this? From New York, defending freedom every night of the week.
Not anymore. You're off the air. And they're now openly calling to shut down shows like this one with internet censorship, the Fairness Doctrine, and the rest of it. It's because he broke the rule and endorsed Ron Paul that he's off the air. And they got rid of Buchanan over at MSNBC for the same type of stuff. They're getting ready for a giant new war.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean, nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy now, when he sang a blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun.
Now, Matthew Stein is going to be our guest for the balance of the broadcast, and in the second hour, we're going to have open guest. He's a MIT design engineer, and he's written two best-selling books that we just so happen to be carrying because I think they're so important at InfoWars.com in our online video bookstore. We're going to be talking to him in just a moment about When Technology Fails, a manual for self-reliance, and also we're going to be talking about his other book as well. So that is all coming up here on the broadcast today. But continuing here with this information, obviously our society is getting crazier and crazier. In fact, one of the points I'm going to raise for our guest coming up is this Wired magazine cover story, Your Next Car Will Drive Itself. Everything is going to basically this Panopticon centralized computerized system to track and trace us. Well, that makes it even more likely that when an EMP hits the planet or a solar flare or other problem, that our civilization will be that much more easy to knock off balance or destabilize or even plunge into a large depressionary crisis. And so I want to go to our guest here and talk a little bit about why he wrote Technology Fails, When Technology Fails, and also some of the points we didn't get to 2 weeks ago when he was on the show with us from his book, When Disaster Strikes. And again, both books, When Disaster Strikes and When Technology Fails, are both available at InfoWars.com. Because if you look at Katrina or if you look at any of these events, government can't and won't protect you. And then you look at what's going on in places like, and we're just doing some hookup here so we can get back on Skype for the TV viewers who are out there watching as well. So we'll finish up with that here in just a moment. But continuing, it's not even that big of a deal because we're on the radio, so everything's fine. All right, again, I'm on the road here, and we are joined by Matt Stein. And it is important to realize that as humans become more and more disconnected from reality, as humans become more and more disconnected from the land, as humans become more plugged into machines, take what's happening just with smartphones and text messaging. I saw big studies last year where young people have lost around a third of their vocabulary in just the last 5 years, and it's projected to even be lost more. People don't really talk. They sit there and text to each other 5 feet away. Look at how 30 years ago, before the Texas Instruments calculator came out, almost everyone knew basic arithmetic. Now no one seems to know it because it's not in use. Or handwriting, it's getting worse and worse, and with spell checkers, basic spelling is falling apart. And again, I'm not against technologies, but I'm talking about how they then adversely affect us when 90% of us live in cities and aren't self-sufficient. What happens if we have another Great Depression? And instead of 7 million people dying from complications from malnutrition and illnesses over the 10-year depression, and we had close to 90% living on farms and a lot of those self-sufficient, now we have upwards of 90% living in cities, and those that do live on farms, only about half of them are self-sufficient, so that's around 5% of the population. These are the issues we need to discuss, and the social engineers admit they want us under Agenda 21 in these big compact cities, under their control, and that's a major problem that we face as a society, is that the system wants us domesticated. Now, because he is a environmental scientist, because he is a design engineer from MIT, a really smart guy, because the info he covers I've checked out for myself and I find to be very accurate, certainly not fear-mongering, talking about real issues that we should prepare for, I want to ask him before I get into some of the points I know he wants to go over. I wanted to bring up to Matt Stein first, obviously, modern environmentalism pushed by the big corporations and Ken Lay, who called for carbon taxes and all of this, is a counterfeit of real environmental concern of let's not dump toxic waste in the ocean, let's not splice all the major crops with animals and plants, let's not, you know, have nuclear reactors leaking everywhere. All the real environmental stuff I see being ignored by corporate environmentalism, and I only see environmentalism being used as a power grab. And because you are a expert, you know, real environmentalist from reading your book, and are into real sustainability, which is always individual. I mean, here's an example. They'll give you government subsidies to put in some solar panels, but they've got to be hooked into the main grid, which makes them basically worthless. And then they won't send inspectors out in most cities or most counties under environmental rules to inspect or approve your private solar panels. The system doesn't want real sustainability. They want a fake sustainability that's really a centralization. So I'm throwing you a curveball out of the gates here, Matt, and then we'll get into all the other big threats you say humanity faces and how you think we should deal with that and some of the questions you sent over that you think are important for me to ask you that I agree are pretty powerful. But what do you say to that, real environmentalism versus this corporatoid system?
Well, I'd say that the corporations are really running the show, and you can see that they're bitch and moan that some things like solar and wind can't stand on their own without government subsidies, and yet you get $10 paid in terms of tax subsidies and breaks to giant fossil fuel, oil, coal, nuclear companies, get $10 subsidies for every single dollar that actually goes to sustainable industries like wind and solar. So it's like they're saying, oh, they can't stand on their own without subsidies, and yet they get $10 in subsidies for every one that goes to something else. So it's clear that the people who run on the show are the ones with the big money. And, when you read about the environmental damage all over the world from the oil industry, and there are solutions to getting off of oil, but they take a long time. You know, you can't just like flip a switch and it's instantly done. To implement these new technologies takes time and money. But the guys who are running the show are the guys who got rich and wealthy off the system the way it was and the way it's been. So they got a huge stake in keeping us going the way we've been going. Unfortunately, that's like heading for the cliff at 100 miles an hour or the end of the tracks and a big stone wall. And that's the way we're going right now. Is there's a lot of lip service to sustainability, but as far as actually changing any of the trends in our world that are headed for collapse, we're really not gonna damn significant thing on any one of the six trends I identified headed towards collapse. You know, none of them. So we give a lot of lip service, but we don't actually do much that's gonna make a difference in the long run.
Expanding on that, I see the big corporations taking over the environmental movement as a power grab, not just so they can take over real estate in the name of the environment, but also so they can control the information and make sure no real environmental solutions ever get into the pike.
You know, I'm not sure they're trying to prevent real environmental solutions. They're just after their own pocket. It's like they got rich and powerful through the way things were. So they have a stake in keeping it going the way it's been going. So I don't think that they're actively trying to collapse the world environmentally. I think that they just made their money doing things the way they were done, and they want to keep them going that same way, which is heading us environmentally for that cliff.
I haven't raised this point to you, but I'd like you to just read a laundry list of crises we face that you cover when disaster strikes, your extremely powerful book.
Right.
And then get back into any facets that you think are most important. But specifically on the front of GMO, nanotech, and things like that, clearly it's a proven threat. If there's a big solar flare, one of these massive events, it could knock out the grid for years. I mean, that's not denied. You've got the government reports that you cover in your book. But what about GMO? I mean, they're now releasing salmon into the ocean that they admit –
GMO is huge. I mean, if there was a drug that had the side effects that were shown in GMO, it would never be approved. And yet, they're saying this is food that doesn't need to be labeled in America. So this is a classic example of corporate greed and people patting the pockets of both the Republicans and the Democrats. They're in bed with Bush. They're in bed with Obama. And you know, it's a mega corporation, Monsanto, with GMO, and the data is there. In fact, Europeans looked at the data and said, no, we don't want your damn GMO. Keep it. It's like, this stuff's dangerous. I mean, we would never approve a drug if it had these side effects. Why would we approve this as food? And why would we put it out as food and not even label it and let you make the choice yourself? So it's clearly corporate greed. And I mean, GMO is one of those things that, if you're going to say it's a conspiracy theory to reduce the population of the planet, I mean, it sure looks that way to me. I don't really I believe it's just corporate greed, but the evidence is so damning on GMO, you'd swear that it has to actually be an active scheme to kill off and sterilize much of the planet's population, make them unhealthy, make them sterile. So, I mean, it's that bad. So that's something that is, you know, is pretty mind-boggling. And if there's anything out there to let me believe in conspiracy theories, I would have to say GMO is so damning that it's just hard to believe there's not an actual conspiracy to screw up the health of the world and the reproductive systems of the world through GMO.
And then people that are into world population reduction, like Bill Gates, are the ones now owning much of Monsanto. And you learn his dad was involved setting it up at the beginning. And, you know, the side effect of sterilizing all the rodents that they feed it to just so happens to be in all the major GMO crops. Undoubtedly, we've even found the documents where they planned all this, and it's just mind-blowing. Okay, let's start getting into some of the threats to humanity that we didn't cover in or any other facets that we didn't discuss, Matt, from those threats.
Okay, well, you know, climate change is something there's people who say it's not happening. I mean, most people are older. I call it global weirding, not necessarily global warming, because it's all over the map. But, you know, there's complex systems of the planet, and humankind, with its 7 billion people, are definitely changing them. I mean, you cut trees down. It's a known fact. Each giant tree is like a water pump that pumps water moisture back into the air, and it falls as rain further downstream. And back in the 5,000 years ago, the Garden of Eden was the cradle of modern civilization, was called the Fertile Crescent. It's between the Tigris and Euphrates River, and it was like the Garden of Eden, and people grew up and multiplied and, you know, made babies and cut all the trees down and irrigated, and the land got salty and destroyed from the irrigation and cutting the trees down. It's now desert. It's Iraq. Yeah, well, no, it's not just – well, they did that in the Sahara too, but this is Iraq and Iran. That area was the Fertile Crescent. It was like Garden of Eden. Okay, so we cut down about almost a half of the world's – between a third and a half of the world's trees now, and most of that's in the last 30 years. So, you know, we're screwing things up. 90% of the large fish, commercial fish species in the ocean are 90% or more depleted, every single large commercial fish. So that means, and most of that's been in the last 30 years also. So like last 30 years.
And I want to back you up. They admit that, but I used to go deep sea fishing just in college and would catch 10 times the fish. We'd catch our limit of everything. Now you can hardly catch anything most of the time in the Gulf of Mexico. And when I go to a restaurant, most fish I've eaten my whole life, they don't even have them anymore.
That's correct, and that's happening. You know, people say, oh, now I'll admit population is a huge issue, and I'll admit that we have to proactively deal with it. Now, poisoning the world with GMO is not the right way to deal with it. I mean, you know, if that is an active conspiracy to do it, I'm certainly not in favor of that. Now, I am in favor, like there's some wonderful programs, like Brazil is a perfect example, where they've gone, and you could say, well, lots of Brazil is third world, a lot of poor people, a lot of Catholics, and yet in 10 years they've gone from like an out-of-control population growth to about sustainable, you know, replacement level. And they've done that through a lot of soap opera type things where, you know, basically they show these people with large families that can't support their families and their kids are sick and starving and all that, and people having a good life or actually keeping it under control. And so that's a good reason. I mean, not killing everybody. Now, just get this picture through your head. From the time Jesus walked the earth till Abraham Lincoln, that's 1,800 years, more people were added to our population in the last 10 years than from Jesus to Abraham Lincoln. And in from the beginning of the new millennium till October of last year, that's just under 12 years, from 2000 to the end of 2011, we added more people to the world than lived in the entire planet 1,800 years ago when Abraham Lincoln was born. I mean, so it's and we're killing the planet. We're soiling the nest. You know, we're doing this to ourselves. Now, nature is not kind to animals that soil the nest and screw it up. It's called overshoot and collapse. And to give you a classic example, back in the late 50s, they put like 24 reindeer on this island called St. Matthew's Island in the Bering Sea. They thought, you know, if we got a war with Russia and we got troops out there, some people get shipwrecked, they can have this nice stock of reindeer to eat off of on the island. They thought it was a cool idea. So those 24 reindeer, in like 10 years' time, grew up to 6,000. 24 became 6,000 in 10 years because there's no predators. You know, lots of food, no predators, no problem, right? Well, when they turned out to 6,000, they'd overshot the carrying capacity of that little island by 3 to 1. So what did that mean? That meant they ate everything in sight. It meant all the lichen, all the plants, all the flowers gone. It meant the soil washed away and the reindeer starved. Well, those 6,000 reindeer in the next 3 years dropped down to 40. And 10 years later, the last sick, starving, lonely reindeer died on St. Matthew's Island. Not a single one left. And that island won't support large numbers of reindeer for centuries, till it, you know, for probably 600 or 1,000 years before it replenishes some of that soil. Now, that's what we're doing.
All right, listen, I'm glad we're getting into this. We're going to break here in a minute or two, and I want you to continue on this. And some listeners will say, wait a minute, you're always against eugenics and population reduction, and you say the environmental movement is a fraud, but then you've got a guest on talking about this. No, there are real environmental issues, but all the solutions from the globalists are destroy the environment, mix all the genetics, cause a genetic Armageddon, and to sterilize people, and then you find out they've blocked the third world from cleanly industrializing because they didn't want them to develop, when that does reduce the population to replacement rate. So the globalists do have a helter-skelter system that is just bizarre. But I look at Texas, which had six-foot grass, totally beautiful, but central Texas with only 2 inches of black dirt. And the Germans and Czechs and Poles all came in with their cows, with their goats, with their sheep. They ate it all down. It ran off. And now it's all a bunch of rocks and scrub brush. And this is an example of what bad stewardship of the land does. And so that's not really even environmentalism. That's stewardship. We'll talk about that and then get into EMP and a lot more straight ahead with our guest. Stay with us.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made, and you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up about 20 minutes of the next hour, I'll give the phone number out and take calls for our guest. the last 40 minutes or so. We are carrying both of his powerful books, When Disaster Strikes and When Technology Fails, all at InfoWars.com, and your purchase supports his work and our work as well. But look, I've looked at so many other societies that do expand out through empire, warfare, or environmentally, and do collapse. You can go out and see some of the cultures in New Mexico and some of those cities that are basically abandoned. And that's what we're discussing here, is some of the basic threats to society. But I wanted to start shifting gears into some of the other big crises that societies face. We haven't really gotten into the economic collapse that I know you wrote about years ago that we now see beginning to unfold now. What's your take and view on that, Matt?
Well, my view is that we have an economic system based on exponential growth and based on supplying, you know, everything to the 1 to 2% at the very top, and that system is guaranteed to collapse the world as we know it. I mean, it's like it was fine when you had an 1,800 population of 1 billion people on the planet and unlimited resources. You can cut down and chop down the forests and, you know, as much as you wanted then, because it just, the impact wasn't that big. Well, as the impact accelerates like this, now we're at the top of this peak where the impact is really huge, and it's soiling the nest, and we're close to going the same way as those reindeer on St. Matthew's Island. And it's like, we can be either intelligent beings that say, wait a minute, you know, there is no profit to be made on a dead planet. And if most of us die, it's really not something any of us want. At least no one I know wants that. And it's like, we could use our brains and say, you know, we're killing ourselves because we're killing the planet. I mean, they spent $200 million on building Biodome down in Arizona. It was a self-enclosed dome, geodesic dome, and they had six people in there, and they're supposed to make a self-sustaining, you know, ecosystem in there. Well, $200 million in an enclosed dome on planet Earth. This isn't on the moon or, you know, out in space. This is on planet Earth. And they had to stop the experiment a year and a half early because the atmosphere became like 18,000 feet, and the six people were all losing weight and getting unhealthy and having troubles breathing, so they had to stop the experiment. So if $200 million can't keep six people alive inside a sealed environment, we screw up this world. You know, it's like the Titanic. You know, even if you're in first class, if it goes down, it's going down, and the life rafts just aren't going to get you off this planet, at least none that I know of.
Very well said. I premiered a documentary that I'm going to show again this next Sunday in Orlando, and we titled it New World Order, Diary of Madmen. And it shows in the 60s detonating hundreds of hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere, and the generals say, we were trying to blow holes in the atmosphere, and we thought it might ignite the Earth's atmosphere. I mean, these are crazy people.
I'm not privy to that, but I do know that they blew off three hydrogen bombs over Kazakhstan in an EMP test in 1962 to see what happened. And we blew off ones over St. Johnston, you know, in islands about 900 miles south of Hawaii. Now, it turned out the EMP effect was far worse over Kazakhstan because you're closer to the pole. And, you know, when you're closer to the equator, you have less electromagnetic effect from those things because it's like the north and south poles cancel each other out at the equator. So you don't get the same kind of effect as you get further towards the pole. That's why.
All right, stay there. I want to come back and finish. I want to finish that when we come back in 1 minute, but I'm not kidding. It's actually a documentary called Trinity that was on the Discovery Channel, voiced by Shatner, and it shows them detonating these in the upper atmosphere and then firing them out into space, trying to, quote, open a path in the Van Allen radiation belt. I'm not kidding. And then it shows the inventor of the A-bomb. Well, we'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.